I'm standing in the middle of a field. The moon looks pretty full, just peeking out from some clouds, and I've lost the dog. So I thought I'd stand here and record something until she comes back and maybe reminisce a bit on what's happened today. Oh, I can hear a dog in the dark. I can't believe it's dark already. Is winter really nearly here? Today, if you've been following the streams, and there's been a lot of stuff going into the streams, was the Bletchley Park Veterans Reunion, and it deeply moved me more than once. I was in a room for most of the day, so the streams feeds probably felt a little bit quiet for myself and Matt, because we were shooting some HD and grabbing what interviews we could in the time that we had. Now, we had a lot of time the whole day, but there was so much going on for the veterans that we didn't necessarily want to drag them away from talks or drag them away from lunch. So I'm thinking there needs to be a special Veterans Archival Day, something like a Veterans Reunited Day, where they get together and just chat and drink tea and eat biscuits whilst an orderly queue is formed and a studio captures each and every one of their stories. Having spoke to the few that I managed to today, and to be honest, it was easier to grab audio than to take people to a separate studio and sit them down and get the video, which is ultimately what we want, because I think you really have to meet these people. You really have to see these people. And to have that archive forever would be wonderful, phenomenal. But when you've got a handheld device and you're just popping around into noisy areas and anywhere you want, it's nice to be able to just grab what you can. So maybe if we could get some kind of funding. I wonder how much it cost. Maybe I should find out to do today. It was fantastic to see all these people there. All these people so, so proud in so many ways, humble in so many more. Just chatting to each other and finding out what each other's did, and still there were people with photographs and memories and connections that they wanted to make. Quite a few people that don't necessarily have the internet, but their family did, and I thought, well, maybe we could create some kind of Veterans Reunited page, some kind of way for you to say, I am so and so, I'm looking for so and so, or does anybody recognize the people in this photograph, and it's uploaded to the web. Surely it would be an easy thing to set up, and more connections could be made. More connections could be made in anticipation for a day where everybody is brought in to reunite and archive for that sole purpose, so that we could set up, you know, a timetable, 20 minutes, half an hour maybe, I don't know, and just get everybody through a door, get them sat down, and let's hear their stories. We're so running out of time, and I see that today. And everybody, absolutely everybody without fail, had something to say of interest. Wonderful people, and an amazing day. I'm enthused and inspired even more to capture some of this history. Some of this history that we're losing so very, very fast. Thanks a lot to everybody from the Amplified crew. Thanks a lot to Bletchley Park, Kelsey, for, you know, asking us to come along, because I felt really honoured, touched and moved to have been just able to sit in the room with some of these people. Some of these people who again and again said, oh, I'm just a small cog in a big machine. And you just know that they are solid platinum cogs of intelligence and proper old school morals, and I don't know. If I had the same amount of goodness that they have in their little finger, I would be a very, very happy person. So let's do this again. Let's do this with the sole intention of archiving and recording historically these stories. Maybe I just feel like we've missed out on so much stuff today because it was quite intense and there was so much going on. But yeah, let's do it again before it's too late.
There you are. Come on. Come here. Come here. Heel. Where the hell have you been? Come on, let's go.